and also with you.
Welcome to our Monday, Thursday worship, a special day in which we are making our way ultimately to
Easter Sunday in just a couple of days. We've had some technical difficulties. Thanks for being patient with us here. You know, sometimes when we come to church, we look to be challenged, to hear a word to set us in a totally different direction in life. Those are good Sundays. We have those here in the church. Some Sundays, sometimes we gather for worship, we just come to just be in awe over who God is. That's the goal. That's it in the worship service. That would be Monday, Thursday night. What Jesus did in the upper room with his disciples. That alone communicates so much to us how much Jesus loves us. Jesus knew that his time of going to the cross was right around the corner, but there he was in his last few moments on earth, and what was he doing? Not thinking about his own comforts, not thinking about how he would spend his time. His focus was on loving and serving to the very end. How beautiful that is. Tonight we take that in as he comes to serve us and love us this evening, even as the cross and what would happen on the cross is right around the corner. Our worship this evening can be found in the bulletin that was shared right before the worship service. Just a couple of announcements before we do begin. The first is that our journey towards Easter and the empty tomb and what that means for us continues tomorrow evening here in the sanctuary at 7 p.m. with a Good Friday service. That's a very moving service. It's about 30, 35 minutes, but again, an important time for us to take one step further towards Easter Sunday. And then our Easter worship is going to be at 10 a.m. here in the sanctuary with an Easter egg hunt to follow right after the service. I will tell you, we are expecting a very large crowd. So come early for Easter worship to secure a place and be ready for a celebration on that Sunday. Also, this service is a communion service. I mentioned that before, so hopefully as you came in, you did collect a communion package. We will have a moment to receive communion towards the latter half of the service. You can stay in your seat and take communion as we normally have in the last few months in your seat, or you are welcomed to come ahead and commune at the rail, and I'll guide you when you can come forward to receive Holy Communion at that moment. One other note is that this service ends rather differently and starkly, I will say. After the song, Were You There? It's a spiritual hymn that many of us know quite well. After that hymn is sung, we are going to do something called the stripping of the altar, and that is where everything in the chancel area will be taken away and also the communion elements back into the sacristy. While that happens, you are encouraged, we're asking you to just stay in your seat and just reflect on the movement that is happening, and then also to be listening to the special psalm that will be read by Rob Schultz. He's reading Psalm 22, and I'll have an intro why that psalm is read when we come to that moment in our church service tonight. Okay, God's blessings be with you. I also just want to say one other thought as we enter these 3 days. I'm very thankful. It's been 3 years since we've really had a time to gather and celebrate Holy Week as a church family. There's so many good things that have happened over the last couple of weeks just to build to this moment. And as we enter into these days, I just want to say a special thank you for all the preparation, for all the details that have been taken care of. It's just such a blessing to enter these days of celebration together as a church family. I pray that they're a blessing for you and each person in our congregation.